in my mother's house. My nieces and nephews are chasing me up the wall. In my mother's house, they are mustered year by year, just as I was. AJC, 30th of the 8th, 63, 5'2". Pencil brands in paint. Heels tight against the floor, ankles strained. Careless as Shanghai's, they aim themselves up, quiver as their grandmother flattens curly heads with the carving knife and pins them like chrysalises to the wall. 1963. My two brothers, straight as arrows, shoot past me, threatening the ceiling where possums and cobwebs hide the bullseye. Our first year in this house, I had done all my growing. I had left it climbing with small sharp feet in the houses which came before. My brothers, with their eyes on the sky, stuck their fingers to skin thin balsa, floated model aeroplanes over their beds and over the paddock of palely shooting carnation-leaved stock feed. Talked of piloting jets, mathematics permitting. I began to look horizontally, as far as America in full colour copies of life. John F.
Let's stop it and pause and take it from I began to look horizontally, and then I can edit it together. Okay.
I began to look horizontally, as far as America, in full colour copies of life. John F. Kennedy, with a fatal choir boy grin. 1981. Up the wall now, delicate as insects. My nieces and nephews leave their marks. Somewhere in the flat distance, patterns of houses like nomads' tents. At the heart of each, one single pole, a ladder of wounded paint. In the steamy dust, the deserts we plan to cross wait still. Memories, slick mirages, blind us. Here, all our lives settle back to this. On a wall, marks of moth's feet reaching for the sky.